your miracles of healing, God. Men that are forced because.
Revival Hub International is a network of believers with a desire to establish the kingdom of our Lord through intense working of the Holy Spirit.
I have vowed with my life, I must be another witness. I will continue to journey. Every day I will groan and pray until I'm thwarted.
Join Apostle Edu Udechukwu for a life-changing encounter as we journey in the Spirit.
You can be seated. We will stop here for today. Next time we'll continue. Drama, you are not picking me. You are too fast. 14 angels are released to your family. They are released to your family. They are released to your family. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Family deliverance is going on. Oh, even if you are following us online, you will feel your atmosphere touched. Angels are stepping into your space. Nobody will die in your family. Yeah. And I noticed that many of you are here. It's remaining that your brother Atenu, we have been telling him, chatting him. The guy has refused to come here. But the three of you that are here, come and kneel down here. Let's pray for you. Hold your hands together. Stretch your hands over this family. Nobody will die. Is lifted. The siege of Satan is lifted. Is lifted. Keep praying for them. Something is happening on their behalf. Oh my God. Somebody come and help and cover this sister quickly. Is not in charge. From today, we displace his regime. Let something new begin to happen. praying for them. 30 more seconds. The angels are doing family deliverance now. What stopped your parents? Who stopped you? What killed them? Who killed you? The Lord brings you into a covenant of life. You shall fulfill the number of your days. And as I pray for them, I pray for every family represented in this place. If you are coming from the same family, the same father, mother, or husband and wife, and you are here, go and join hands with the person now. In the next 1 minute, run. Run. If your brother is here, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, be fast, be fast, be fast. Roar in tongues. Roar in tongues. Something is happening. Hey, 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 hey. Hey, 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 Satan, lose what you're holding. Family by family, person to person, village to village, city to city, nation to nation, country to country, one continent after another. Let the angels move. The angels of the living God that knows no space and time. Oh God! Right now, right now, right now, reactivate, right now, the ministry, deliverance angels, warrior angels, breaker angels. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Ah, take your deliverance now. Take your freedom now. One more minute. One more minute. Pray as if your life depends on this prayer. Jesus, mighty. In Jesus' mighty name. Please be seated. To your neighbor, tell your neighbor you are welcome to God's presence. Allow him, let his own fire come down. You can't remain in the same spot again. I don't mean in the spirit, I mean physically. In your job, in your business, in your affairs. That devil has lied. We come against those powers in the name, by the blood of Jesus Christ, by the energy and force and authority backing the oppressions of God on this altar. We shatter them. 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 Any man that digs a pit for you, we enter that pit himself. If it's poverty they did, it's coming on them. If it's sickness, it's coming on them. If it's death, it's coming on them. Anybody that goes to any altar again to inquire, to kill, or to slaughter you, he will go, he will not come back. I said, he will go, he will not come back. Any man, any wall, any enchantment, any decree standing between you and your next level, your breakthrough, the blessings, the plans, the purposes. Oh my God. Oh my God. They come down now. 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 Oh my God. Come down. All the issues and matters that have resisted change in your family since you were small. You have forgotten how long something... Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God! Let there be a visitation! 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 By fire! By fire! By fire! By fire! Every strong man manipulating the outcome of the destinies of people around you, your family, your ministry. Oh my God, the oil of vengeance comes. Listen to me, this sword of vengeance we are releasing, it will not come back. It will not come back until somebody pays. From this altar, we release it, no matter where it is, no matter where you are living. Hey! Yes! Yes! In Jesus' mighty name we pray. You can be seated. Amen. So, Raymond, you know now, you join me in 10 minutes. Hallelujah. You are welcome to God's presence. Not the people that came from far and near. Where is Obum? You are welcome. You are welcome. Vichinovo, I celebrate you, my brother. Something must give way this season. If Satan is fighting hard, that's not when to reduce. That's when to intensify what you are doing. There must be something you are doing that is working. If you try on your own, it's not working. Come and meet a company like this. Sometimes use eye and be checking sisters that really have something. Brothers that have something. When they say join hands, position yourself well. Not they just move anyhow. Hold your hand. And be tapping something. Like if I'm you now, there are people, I will make sure I'm always beside them anytime they are praying. Once they say tutu, I will grab you before anybody comes. I will hold you. I will say, God, make this prayer this man is praying, make it my own. And the man will be saying, oh yeah. And I will be saying, amen, amen. Iron sharpens iron. Do you know what it means? It doesn't mean that you want to make your own. The interpretation is not exactly that you made your knife sharper. No. Iron sharpens iron means that something is not something living as a result of clash. It's something entering, actually. That kind of sharpening is not to remove something. No. That is not exactly what it means. That sharpening is to add something. Iron sharpens iron means that something is entering from that person to you. Anyway, everybody you meet here is on fire. The way Brandon Dorian is, Cameroon go here. I believe that revival is coming to Cameroon.
me, I believe now. Because the amount of Cameroonians coming here to come and groan is, where is Flora? The way she was praying, where she came, it's obvious that she has become one of us long. She is not behaving as if she just came new. Now I believe some of the people that said they are one of us online. I believe you. I do. Because yesterday, some people who were fighting me, they said, ah, I've removed them. You are one of us. But not like the people here, but but you are one of us. Because she proved that online is working. And because of it, we'll still be going online in Jesus' name. Except on the days that I woke up and... Okay, now that you have become normal, shall we continue? We have been, I'm emphasizing on serious issues of God's purpose and his usage of people. Now let me tell you. God can do without man, but he will not do without man. What did I say? Proper study of the scripture will show you. Stop thinking about it. Write it first. Then later you think. Look at this man. He is thinking. That's where you put yourself in trouble. Everything. There is no time now. Write it first. Then think later. If you can't think fast enough. Where is your pen? No. Go and buy pen. Go and buy. Guy, you are not serious if you don't have pen. You are not. Are you serious? So there is pen here. Come and collect this one. Somebody has given you. You are here. You don't have pen. Somebody has to give you. Return after service. Buy your own. You are here. You have not bought pen since this year. No, you have been stealing somebody's pen. There are people, they don't buy pen, they say, let me use and write something. They will intentionally keep it and they will not return it. If you hold my pen, I will come and collect it. I can leave things for you. I can't leave my pen, because anything can be happening and an idea will come. Sometimes I will pray for long, the way God gives me what to teach. He will just leave a message in my heart. If I don't write it down, I will miss it. I will write it down. Then I'll probably go and study on it for 1 or 2 weeks. As I'm studying on it, I'll be praying. Studying on it, I'll be praying. That's the way I do my own. I write the message. Then if the message doesn't look topical, it doesn't look like something that is a topic, I will now use the wisdom that God gave me and make the message into a topic that is presentable. Oh man of God, listen now. This is homiletics. I will now make it into a topic that is presentable. If God, you are moving and God says, I will bring down fire. And you went to teach and you said the topic is what?
I will bring down fire.
You are not. When you say I will bring down fire, you check the context. Is it because enemies, what was it? You now find out that the reason why he's saying I will bring down fire is because there are too many enemies and warfare. Okay, it's fire to judge enemies. I will not call it judgmental fire. High boy is on point today. Oh God, make your head no blow. High boy. He doesn't know he's now a man of God. He wore a jean yesterday. You know, notice him. Now the only thing why they see as I didn't keep him for me to they see as I they pre. Just keep him. I just saw HB, high boy. Oh God, you are not a guy man. A guy man, you are a prince. You need to have power in the spirit. God, take away my guy man. Give me power with you. So, as I've gotten that, I've made it something, a topic that is presentable. One of the, you need, sometimes you need to ask God to, sometimes you need to learn it. I know many of you are ministers. Some people don't know how to get topics to preach. God will just give you a message. You just bring it out like that. There's a way you bring out a topic, we will know you don't study. Because if you study broad, when God gives you a message, you'll be able to put it into something that is presentable. Have you not wondered? We have been bringing out topics for long, weeks after week. The Holy Ghost did not overshadow me. He did not overshadow me. He gave me message and answered and meditated on it. And I must find a topic that can be proven scripturally, and you check it by doctrine. There is a topic you will bring out. Doctrine people will say, this fake people. Huh? Not even that. You can bring. I do it all. Even if you are a genuine man of God, not my blood, not my head, I will not come. Those kind of topic. It's easy for you to know that you can't learn much. Why did I say this thing now? Somebody is not happy with me. I don't care. Now, it's possible the person is genuine, even though many of the people that brings out this kind of topic are not genuine. But let's assume you are genuine. It means you don't study well. If you study well, assuming God gives you a message, you should put it in such a way that if you look through the Bible, it can serve. It's presentable. Somebody is looking at me now. I don't believe this one, Apostle Bosh. Let me be listening to you. I don't have option. Yes, you don't have option. When you have now brought out that topic, assuming you ever have opportunity to preach or teach, this is how you do it. When you now bring it, anyway, that's for me. Don't behave like me. But I will tell you, I had struggles. They will tell me to preach, and I'll be trying to bring out, to write out my teaching plan. I will stay awake from night till morning. I will not be able to write anything. When I'm through with preparing the message, 1 hour to preaching, I will say, this is not it. I will just stay out. I will be confused. Until up to 5 to 7 years, I have to go and study. I had books on hermeneutics and homiletics. I was reading, studying. And then, of course, the Holy Spirit helped me. So please, don't remove the part of the Holy Spirit. He helped me. So what I now do is that when I have the message, put it in a topic that is presentable, assuming it is not so already, I will now put skeleton. Do you know what is skeleton? You put the skeleton of the teaching. Once I break it up into skeleton, I already have what to teach. Now, because of how hard and much I study, I can leave a teaching in skeleton and still achieve what I want, as long as there are scriptures on it. As long as each of the skeleton has one or two scriptures attached to it. But you, if you do it, you might finish everything in 30 minutes. Okay. The people, did he help anybody here? This thing I said. Yes, sir. Are you getting the point? If you do it this way, you will not have problem. Meanwhile, you need to study well. You need to be, for you to have skeleton. There is a skeleton you bring out. It can't carry the body. Because the leg is like this. The hand is like this. That's how your skeleton. When you are through with, when you add flesh to your skeleton, they will ask you, what kind of being is this? Sometimes your skeleton will have two heads. It's a beast. It has not happened to you in preparing the message. At some point, you will not know exactly what you prepared. We are there. We were there. I will not, it will be looking as if what I wanted to say, it will be looking as if I continue like this, I will not get it all. He's a beast. Because your skeleton was not correct. Amen. So, let's see what God will show us in the next 40 minutes. Even though, obviously, we'll continue next week. So, we are looking at the matters of the heart, consistent with the making of the man that God uses, or becoming the man that God uses, or examining the preparatory requirements for the man that God uses. And as we have established and keep saying, that the projects of God, even though it is complete, but the participation of man in what God is doing is in graduations. Are you getting the point? God does not give everything the same time. Are you getting the point? He doesn't do it all of them the same time. He can bring the whole picture to you, but the manifestation of the whole picture will be coming stage by stage, from glory to glory, from faith to faith, from one level to another level. And the part of the reason we insist on teaching, this is part of the teaching you should keep on your archives and keep visiting it. Keep visiting it. At least every 1 year you visit it, because after 1 year you should have come to at least two, three, after some time, you should have come to the point where there is a demand for higher usage. You go and revisit the same thing and check where you are departing in obeying the rules that make men to come into new measures of usability in the hand of God. If you notice and it seems as if you are stagnant, or you feel you are not moving forward, you go and check it again. Is there any of them that I'm not keeping? Is there anything that is wrong? If you go through them again in experimental dimension, I mean vocationally, you will find out there might be, that is assuming, which is almost hard, that you have been able to attend to all of them. But let's assume at least in that measure, when you give yourself to things that will bring you to higher measures of usability, you will notice that God, consequently, without you doing any other thing, will open you up to new assignment. You don't even need to ask, God, what do you want me to bring me into something? Why? No. Just come into higher measures of usability. Even angels in heaven will be voting for you. I hope you know. There is what is called the politics of divine election. Politics. I'm telling you, I'm not supposed to be saying this kind of thing. There is politics. There is the politics of divine election. Though election is by grace. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
But there are politics. And when that politicking period comes, you will see many things will come. You will see people conversing for votes. Is real. I mean real. We have had encounters where they are calling for people in the spirit that we execute some assignment, and names appeared. Names, not one. Names appeared. And then voting went on. I think you have had that kind of vision before. Voting was on. And people were voting for and against. When they are through, they took the number. That's when many things that you think is not important will be called as evidence for you. Those small, small things now, because a time will come, two people can measure up in almost everything. Then we will now come down to minute details. The one you thought is not too important, it will now become a heavy matter. There is politics of divine election, though it's by grace. But the time will come, you will find out that it is those small things that you now did not count too important that became the difference maker for something that is very big. Very mighty thing we manifest, but what decided it was very small. It's politics. So if you don't learn this my teaching, you will not know how to play politics. I know you say I don't play. No, there is politics of divine election. Yes. Do you know how to do it? Do you know how to put yourself in such a way that it will seem as if you are not interested? But have you noticed that you can come and tell God, I don't want to do this, I don't want to, I just want to love you. God will say, it's you that I will use. Meanwhile, you know that you have made yourself usable, and you are saying, I don't want to be used, I don't want to. But you know that you are the one qualified. Have you
not noticed it. Check yourself now. The reason why you are even saying, Lord, I don't want to, is because of the way you have prepared, the way you have brought yourself up. You are already afraid that the way you are going, you will be used in a higher way. And you know what it took you at a lesser dimension. And you know, this way I'm going, this way I'm preparing, keeping some things, I know what will happen. God will still use me higher. And you will tell God, no, I'm okay with it. I don't want big trouble. No lie. As you are saying it, something will be telling you. They will just sit down in heaven and be laughing at you. You know what they will do? They will release one anointing or one grace for you. Echinwe, you will now go to one meeting. And then something will fall on you. And then you roar. Somebody will fall and some things you prophesy. And things. Everybody will now say, woman of God, is God now sent me to you. You say, I don't want to do ministry. I just want to help and mentor them. What is that? You don't start. You just say something small in 5 minutes to somebody. It will change his or her life. Another person will talk for 3 hours. Nothing will happen. There is no grace. So when you see that kind of the way people change because of how you minister the little with them, you will not like it. In heaven, they will laugh. They say, we don't catch up. So this is the way it happens. So you will now come back and say, maybe is that the way I fasted that time? So when you do it for 1, 2, 3 people, you come to the fourth, it didn't work. You now add 2 days to your fasting. Remember, you didn't want to do anything. You didn't want to fast. You now add 2 days so that I've seen this work here. Why is he not working here? So you increase what you are doing. Are you getting the point? Thinking you are helping this person only for you to the thing to open and you can help 3 people at once. Yeah. You now add 2 more days. After 3 years, when you look back, you don't have your life has gone. 3 years later, you look back, your life has gone. In the night, no rest. In the day, no rest. Meanwhile, you just started, somebody just complained and you helped and it worked. And 3 people, you came, you said, okay, if 30 minutes helped 1 person, how much can help 4 people? Say, let me just add 40 more minutes. They don't catch you. Before you know what is happening, they'll be giving you more grace and more ease and more labor. Your path will be small. Sometimes this is the way we walk in this way. Abachicha, Bado. No space. Sometimes if you want to pass the same door, they have reduced the size. Even if you do like this, you won't pass. They will have to reduce your size for you to pass there. Reduce. We are coming to consecration. They will reduce your size. You are too big now. Meanwhile, before, you can come and do like this. Catwalk and pass. But now, hey! What God wants to make you is a masterpiece. That kind of work, if God is doing it, it's people that will be telling, hi, I've noticed the way you improve, what God is doing. Meanwhile, you are crying in the secret. He's paining you in the secret. And people are saying you are doing well in the open. Sometimes I want to tell them, oh yeah, take. Somebody sent me a message. He said, man of God, I want double portion of your... He actually said double portion of what you have. Those people, they don't know what they actually mean. What they mean is the double portion of anointing and manifestation. The double portion of my pain and warfare, of groaning, of fasting. Many of us here, we have entered there. If you are not fasting, if you eat 3 days straight in the morning, it will seem as if you sinned. How many of you, it happened? If it's not happening to you, you are not one of us. Let me ask it again. Let me know my people that didn't raise their hand.
You just woke up and ate in the morning. Ate second day, ate third day, ate fourth day, ate fifth one, and nothing happened to you, boss. Okay. You ate 7 days straight in the morning, bacon, ate noodles, ate ilikula apple. You even did swallow in the morning. You did it for 7 days and nothing happened to you. You didn't feel anything. Raise your hand. Nobody raised your hand. God, the people that raised their hand, give them grace. The people that didn't raise their hand, they are there already. So you will still like, you will still eat 7 days and you know you are not there. You didn't raise your hand. Are you ashamed of the person near you? Everybody, there is always a time when we are like that. And we were not ashamed to cry for grace. So we spoke about the matters of the heart. And the first thing we did is the locations that God judged. And then we went forward to speak about the three kinds of heart. Is it not true? Number one, we said a heart for God. Number two, what? So the third one is a heart for ministry. Actually, what many people call the heart for God, now you will notice that we took it step by step. It is first the heart for God. Number two, what? Heart for people. Then number three, what? Heart for ministry. Many times people turn it upside down or they just choose the last one. And many of them interpret the last one as the first one. And at best, they interpret it as the second one. Meanwhile, they don't have heart for God. They don't have heart for people. There are many signs to prove this. But it is also important that you have heart for ministry. If you don't have heart for ministry, there are prices you can't pay. It will seem as if they are forcing you. Huh? Have you ever sent a man to do something and when he goes there, he will be warning you that if this thing doesn't happen, he will turn and leave? That person doesn't have a heart for ministry. That kind of person should find another job. Find another thing and do. But if it is, are you with me? If it is ministry, you will have to love ministry. But you will love God first, though. Then love people second. Then what? Love ministry. I mean, even if they are not paying you, even if there is nothing to ever gain in ministry, you are still willing to do it. Even if there is nothing to gain in that your calling, whether it's to politics, whether it's to business, whether it's to anything, even if we come to a point and there is no money in it, you're still willing to continue. Huh? Then you have a heart for that. Huh? And such thing is a proof that actually that is where you are supposed to be. Such places and locations that even if you make money somewhere else, are you with me? You make money somewhere else, you take it and put it there. Sometimes, are you getting where I'm going now? You make money somewhere else, you put it in your calling. You make money somewhere else, you put it in your calling. Help me and close that door so that the noise will reduce. Now, it is a proof that you have a heart for ministry. Many times when you don't have a heart for ministry, there is an extent to which you can't go. There are many visions that God cannot commit to a man that doesn't have heart for ministry. The reason is because you will not be able to pay the price. It will be too heavy for you. But if you have heart for ministry, God can come and tell you, go and do evangelism in the village. Do it for 21 days. And it will not be something too hard for you to think to do. Are you getting the point? You can have a leading in your heart to do certain things that an average person cannot think about doing it. Are you getting the point? As a lady, you can have two options of marrying a rich man or marrying a man of God in ministry. You now choose ministry. If you don't have heart for ministry, that's not the kind of choice you should make. I don't mean, I must give this disclaimer. I don't mean you look at somebody and you see he has future in ministry. You see, women are prophetic, not by God, not because of spiritual gift. they can look at you now and know your future. And they will start investing in you. Before you have known, they will now start investing. I'm not talking about that one. I'm not talking about giving so that you will collect in the future. But that's not what I'm talking about. Kai. What if the man no make him now? What if the man no make him? Oguesuo. The woman will not allow the man to rest in that marriage. He will put pressure on him to go and do the wrong things to succeed in ministry. Because, are you getting where I'm going? Because the person is not there because of the love for ministry. He's there probably because of the prospects that can come from following this line of business. Because it's business for that kind of person. I've looked at it and said, yes, go. As we are praying in Sabo, as we are praying here, some ladies will be checking your tongues, checking your alignment, checking the, let's say the truth now, checking the way you are close to Papa, the way Papa is approving you, the way things are happening. As they are checking, they say, this one over 10, this one 4, this one 5, this one 6, this one minus 2. Is it not true? It's a fact. It's not a bad thing, as a human being. But I'm saying that's not what it means to have heart for ministry. That's not what it means. They will grade you and score you. If Papa give you opportunity to preach, they will add 2 for you. If you start going with Papa for one program, they will add 3 for you. The way they will greet you, your name will move from Bro Joshua to Sir Josh. We know. Let me go back to my teaching. So, 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 28. 2 Corinthians chapter. Report yourself to me, oh. If I am a chakwa. Shake with the table. My target is to break the table. Shake with. Are you not Sir Josh now? If you are not, tell me. There's nothing to hide. I'm saving him like this. That's how to save people. Some people might even have much interest in you, but when Papa reduces giving you mic, they will say, "Oh, are you sure there is way here?" Let me have an alternative plan. Let me have 3 plans in case this one didn't work. They don't have heart for ministry. They call themselves. They brought themselves in it. If their expectation, if their desire is not met, it's over. Pray to God, oh young man, that this kind of people are not plenty around you. They will kill you before you have started your ministry. Even if they bring food for you, it's not free. This kind of environment, there is no free food, there is no free money, there is no free service, there is no free prayer, there is no free Bible study, there is no free help, there is nothing free. There is investment. Do you know the problem with that? Even if you go ahead and partner with that kind of person, the implication is that you will be under pressure to prove her ambition, not your own. After 3 years, you will find out you have missed your calling. Because you are not living to what God placed in your heart. You are living to meet up somebody's expectation because of the way he saw you roar in tongues. You are not with me. The way he saw you roar in tongues, he said, this way your tongues is sounding, you will be in South Africa in 3 years. Then 5 years later, you are still at Agolo. You are 5 years later, you are still at Agolo. 3 years later, you are still at Ungbo. No. The person will say, why did I fail mass? The person will say, why did I fail mass? I didn't calculate this thing well. The only way out now is to put you under pressure that you will violate. There are things you can't violate in your calling. There are things manageable in callings. If you violate them, you miss it. God's hand will leave and find another person. In fact, sometimes it will be so terrible that you even lose your anointing. You know, there are things you do. Huh? You have missed it, but you have not lost your anointing yet. Those kind of mistakes is not too strong yet to affect your anointing. So you can be flowing in the anointing, but when we check well, we find out the authority backing what you are doing has left. But there are ones so bad that you even lose your anointing. Because by now, you have started doing everything, partnering everybody, going to every place to receive laying of hands, doing everything possible to make it in the next 3 years. What if you don't make it in 3 years? What will you do? You will stop now. Stop. God will find another person. If you come and tell God, give me power this year or no more me, I will no more do it. It will not come. That's if God loves you. If he gives you, he didn't love you. If you pray that kind of prayer and God loves you, he will not. Never. Until one day you say, Father, now I know it's important to have this, but whether you give me or not, I will continue. I will not stop. I will not stop. Huh? One day you will eat 3 times in a day. You ate in the morning. 8 by 11. 8 by 3. You now say, let me just go and teach them something. You open your mouth to teach and 5 people fell down under power. Meanwhile, you did 7 days dry fasting. Well, I can talk myself, and heat is doing the person and doing you. Nothing happened. The person will now, after the person has sweated for long, he will tell you, God has done it. Just to encourage you. Seven days dry, nothing happened. You now ate 3 times. Huh? People felt, as we are going, he said, something just ministered to you. And you don't know where it came from because 5 people are falling, your faith went up. No, be so. Has it not happened to you, man of God? You now did, as we are doing ministering, somebody now fell. You say, it did work. He's here now. You are, you know what I'm talking about. When you now move, because that one happened, you now see the creep. You say, you are going to walk. And the person now walked. You ate 3 times that day. In the days of 7 days dry fasting, nothing happened. In the days you ate 3 times, something happened. That's to show you that even though what you did is recorded, you cannot tell God how to manifest it. At the end, you will find out that he is ogre. That what he's giving you, that what you did is to prepare you to receive what he gave you, not because what you did can buy it. Yes, you must have a heart for ministry. It is heart for ministry that makes people pay the price they pay. Are you getting the point? Yes, if not, you can remain small. And many times I need to tell you, in ministry, in calling, whatever God called you to do, even if it's in business, if your bar is small, pride will step in one day. But are you getting the point? But if no matter what God does, you go back and you see that the vision he said, what you are trying to is nothing compared to it. You will be humble and you'll be crying and striving for more. But if your bar is small, any small thing that happens, you settle. Pride will enter. Are you getting it? If your bar is small, pride will come and destroy you one day. Sometimes, no matter what happens in some of the meeting I go to, sometimes I check. Sometimes, no matter what happens, I will forget it. Like, I can't remember what happened at Lagos Apostolic Invasion. I have to watch the video to remember. Meanwhile, people are still sending messages to us and say, what happened in Lagos? What happened in Lagos? What happened in Abuja? I was just watching some of the video on Facebook of that Abuja. I just spoke for 2 minutes. The whole hall did as if it did like this. That's what happened in Ghana too. I just spoke. It seemed as if they turned everywhere. You know, the way you put rice, you put something and then shake it like this. Everywhere will now turn upside down. Nobody is where he was before. The whole place turned. I've forgotten it. If you see my prayer last week, you will beg God to answer me. The way I was praying, you like this, you beg God to answer this guy, make him not die. That's how I was praying.
Why?
With tears, everything, we are praying. If your bar is small, any small thing that happens, you will say, Omo, we don't arrive. Pride will destroy you. You must have a heart for ministry so much that even at age 90, there is still something to do for God. Where is the scripture I call? He said, beside those things that are without. Now, are you getting the point? This is Paul that was speaking, and he was saying that there are many things that come against him, and many of them are without, suffering all kinds of things. But he finally came to this point and said, aside those things that are without, that there are things that is within. And he said, but those things that are without, that beside those things that are without, that which cometh upon me what? Daily. What is those things that come upon him daily? The care of all the churches. Now, this is good. That's why I stratified it. It is good. Even though if you don't properly balance it, it can kill you too. This one, the heart for ministry can also kill you, because you can come to a point and you will think that the heart for ministry is the heart for God. And the implication of that is that you are willing to make so much progress in your calling that sometimes you are willing to do anything, including doing things out of their season, out of their timing, out of their pattern, and out of God's ordination. And I need to tell you, in some cases, there might be results. Now, it is a good thing if you try such things and no result came. It's actually a good thing. It is a good thing that if you notice in your life that the only time that result comes as a result of your ministry is when you did exactly what God told you, it is actually a very good thing. If you notice that results can come in ministry when you do, what is Jabulani? When you now mix everything, turn everything upside down, and you still have result, it's not a good thing for you. It's not a sign of mercy. It's always a sign of mercy when God sees that something is about to happen or might happen, even though it might not look obvious, and he will go ahead and block those things. That means that there is a covenant that is working to make sure you will not fail, you will not fall, you will finish strong. For some others, God might come and use you and then you will notice that there is no covenant. If there is covenant, God will make sure that if you try to do something, somebody might even die. Just God might allow something very terrible to happen just to make one small point. He is that hard. Small thing that David did,
God made sure he judged it to the last. Because he has already told David how he's going to walk with him. He said, my mercies will not depart from you. Even if you sin, I chastise you, I bring you back. For such a man, God will block the way for you. He will not allow you to pass. Are you getting the point? You need to pray that prayer. Pray it. Mercies of God is not just the things that he overlooked to allow you to pass. It is the things that he insisted that will not happen. It is the things that he insisted, the things he didn't even allow, the doors he didn't allow you to enter. That's a mighty, a bigger revelation of God's mercy than the one that he manipulated things to do for you. I speak to you this one from experience. Many of the things I tell you, by the mercies of God, God has allowed us in this our short time because of election of grace to see. Part of the reason what I'm saying can minister to you is that, oh, what have we not seen now in this short while? What have we not seen? Oh my God. Anyway, part of the things that make me talk the way I talk is that I have seen it, and then I go to my secret place. I say, is this all? I used to ask God, is this all? If this is all, why did you call me now? Thank God for opening international ministry for me. I come back, I run back into the secret place and start crying again. This is not it. I start crying. Thank God for giving me 1 million. Thank God for opening business doors for me. I run back. If one or two business deals can shut you down from coming to prayer, it's not a blessing. And that's why many times God will not allow those kind of things to come. You'll be praying and you will see where the door has opened. You will see where everything has opened. You have done everything. It's because if God allows this thing to happen now, sometimes pray. What you need is just one dealing from God. And then when it comes, even if they carry you in jeep and there is nothing you need inside there, you will still be groaning and traveling. My sister, there are circles you move around. Huh? You will think less of what this your sisters, what you pass through now, you will belittle it. If God doesn't deal with you now. Meanwhile, this is what made you. It's just that where you have come to now, you cannot link the two seasons. After me heart. There are many postures, but there are four postures of the heart that the man God uses must retain. Number one, a broken and contrite heart. I think all of you know this. Psalms chapter 34, verse 18. Psalms chapter 34, verse 18. Those days, I was listening to Reverend David Ogbeli's message, those days in campus, many years ago. And there is one of his messages, when I listen to it, those days, if I listen to it, what he's saying in the message will happen to me. So he'll be telling us his story. And as he's telling his story, it seems as if sometimes it's good. You know, some people come and say, I understand their point anyway. Some people come and say, just teach the Bible, don't tell story. There are people that will never identify with what is in the Bible until you say it in your own context. Now, he began to say, I think the name of that message, what was the name of that message, Victor? Something encounter or something. The one he said that there are three things that you must do. He said he doesn't know whether it is faith, discernment, or... I'm trying to remember it. It's been a while now. When he was teaching in that message, he began to tell us stories in that. He said that there was, in that one, he said that there was a keyboardist that was playing for him many years ago. Defining moment, that's the name of the message. a keyboardist playing for him many years ago. And the power of God came on that keyboardist and they left, came back many hours later, and the man is still under power. He said what happened to him is that before, he is not a worshiper. He doesn't know what he means. He's singing worship, praises and worship. Just because you join us in praises and worship doesn't mean you are a worshiper. A man that his heart is not broken doesn't know how to worship. You worship from the place of brokenness. He said what he saw in that encounter. The reason why I'm telling you too that it was my own experience until I heard what he said and I began to pray and something happened to me. He said that he saw himself and suddenly somebody called him to walk and he looked, it was water. He said, no, I can't enter here. What will keep me? He said, just walk. For the first time, he decided to lose himself in God. That was the meaning of that. He was not afraid to be vulnerable in the heart of God. He was not afraid to miss it. He was not afraid to sink deep in God. Something in his heart broke. You have noticed in some of these, at his height now, sometimes he'll be talking and he will start crying. Meanwhile, he'll be crying now and then he turns and roars. I say, I don't understand these two people. And if you notice me, you notice I do it sometimes. Somebody will be talking small now and then be advising you and smiling. Then the next minute he roars. I think that's part of the things I received from the man. And we are not ashamed to say we receive something from him anyway. For 10 years of my life, that's the only person I was listening to. Maybe one or two other people for knowledge and training basis. But his own is in the toilet, I'm listening to it. In class, I'm listening to it. Everywhere. Gates of time, gates of prayer, defining moment, the making of the man that God uses, how to carry God's presence, one and two. The systems of discipline, all of them. I listen to everything. Everything. Some of them I've listened to it 5,000 times. 5,000. And I'm not exaggerating, it's more. I just put it, ask my sisters, they are here, if it's not true. Some of them are still on my phone. Those days he will be speaking and he will cry and I will start crying. I say, who will make a man cry? I don't understand how somebody would, and he will just cry. You must pray this prayer. God, bring me to the place of brokenness. The potter will not mold the clay that he has not broken. Do you know, when I read the scripture before, I thought the potter breaks the clay once. No, he breaks it as many times it takes to get what he wants. So if he breaks you and molds you, he didn't get exactly the perfection that he expected. He will break you again. And when he breaks you, you cry and weep. Cry and weep. Cry and weep. He will now mend you again. People will look at you and say, wow, the glory that is on you now is more than what it was 3 months ago. They won't know that you just came out from breaking. I'm telling you now. One day my sister saw a vision. And he said, what was that thing you saw? Olive, Abby. What? He said, is it olive? What was the one? So she saw olive seed. And she said that God is beautifying my life and giving me fruit. Meanwhile, I looked at it, I already know the meaning. Some months ago, she doesn't want anything bad to happen to me. That one is sad. No, she doesn't want. But when I looked at it, I knew this is a bad thing. It's not a good one. Olive seed is going to the press. For the oil inside to come out, is going to the press. I prayed all my prayer, fasted all my fasting, did everything. Guess what? I still went to the press. When I went there, I suffered a heavy breaking. The breaking that made me, I didn't want to preach again. Guess what? Inside that breaking, I will come out and talk, and the glory of God will fall 7 times more than I've ever known before. I said, I don't understand. God, can't you see I'm broken? He
That's what we use. After me, broken. Without brokenness, you can't be used. Higher measures of usage, we demand at your heart, we experience measures of breaking. He can use it. You need your heart to be broken. Ask him, cry, pray. Oh my God. So after me, a broken and a contrite heart. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of what? A contrite spirit. Many times you need to cry for this. You know, those days we sang those songs, and actually God answered us. Brokenness, brokenness. Oh, yeah, sing it now. You don't know how to sing it. When do you get born again? You never tell. Continue. You don't know how to sing it. Brokenness, brokenness is all I know. Sing it, Chibike, 2 times. 1, 2, ready, go. Let's leave this song. Go and learn this song. Hey. This is one of the songs. This is the song we use to bring ourselves to consecration. Take my heart. Oh, you people know. Take my will. Conform me. Take my heart. Transform me. To yours. Oh Lord. Take my will. Conform. Take my heart, transform. I'm molded to yours, oh Lord. Let's repeat this last part. To yours, O Lord. To yours, O Lord. To yours, O Lord. Take my mind. Take my will. Take my heart. To yours, O Lord. Take my mind. Take my will. My heart. Take my heart. Oh. To yours, O Lord. Put your hands on your heart. Take my mind. My mind. My will. Oh, for me. Take my heart. Take my heart. Transform.
to yours, oh Lord. Take my mind,
oh my Jesus. Take my will, Jesus, take my will. Not for me, take my will. Oh. Take my heart, oh God. Oh, transform me to yours, to yours, oh Lord, to yours, to yours, to yours, oh Lord. Take my mind. Take my will. Take my heart. To yours, to yours, oh Lord. Take my heart. I'm morning. Take my will. Come for me. Take my mind. Do you do to the heart of people and it becomes broken? Do it to me, Lord. Why is my heart too strong? My heart is too strong. Do something to my heart. Why do people feel you? Feel your presence, feel your movement. Why don't I feel? Why is my heart hardened? Mighty name. The second posture is what I call rebukable. A heart you can correct. Isaiah chapter 66, verse 1. Isaiah chapter 66, verse 1. Thus said the Lord, the heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that thou build unto me, where, and where is the place of my rest? Verse 2. For all those things had my hand made, and those things have been, said the Lord. But to this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit, and what? Trembleth at my word. One of the distinguishing postures of the heart that David had. Remember that the scripture said, I have found David a man after my heart. One of the distinguishing features of the heart of David is that it trembles at God's rebuke. Even when Samuel came and was telling Saul of his evil, Saul was busy telling him, save my face before the people. That's what Saul is interested in. He's interested in his reputation. He's interested in defending what people think about him. But for David, he doesn't care. All he wants is for him to be correct with God. As long as he's correct with God, whatever he loses, he doesn't care. Are you getting the point? In fact, it came to some time, God came and told him, not as if he has not done anything, but God come and tell him, you did this, so I'm going to do this. He said, this is the judgment. Either an angel, a sword, or this way. He said, it's better I fall into your hand. Huh? In fact, a time came. He came and Prophet Nathan came and told him that, look at a man that has many sheep and all that. And then he went to the one that his neighbor had, only one, and took it and slaughtered. And David said, any man that did this is supposed to die. And then the prophet turned to him and said, you are the one. And I thought David would say, I will die. David suddenly turned and fell on the ground and said, forgive me, Lord. Huh? It doesn't matter what God told him. Look at the book of Psalm chapter, Psalm chapter 50. Huh? 51. He said, create in me a clean heart. Give me a right spirit. The guy is trying by all means to make his ways right with God. Huh? Many times he will come and tell God, correct me, chastise me, but don't take your mercy away from me. He said it's better he passes through the rod of correction than for mercy to be taken away. It's a matter of the heart. Huh? It's a serious matter of the heart. Two people can pass through the same circumstance and somebody else will see it as an insult. Another person will see it as a mercy. That God himself even chose to even correct him. That means his mercy has not left. That is a state of the heart. Did you notice, listen to me, did you notice that Absalom was sent away by his father? Listen. When Absalom was sent away by his father, and then by some means, Joab went and begged and they brought him back. Do you know that Absalom stayed in the house and refused to come and meet his father? In other words, for 2 years, it was better for him to stay away out of connection than to come to his father. Are you getting the point now? The suffering of 2 years did not save him. It did not change his heart. As I was teaching you people in the morning, somebody can suffer and not change. Somebody can suffer and become more wicked. Somebody can suffer and even enter more deep into what he's saying. So, what I'm talking about is his heart. We can pass through the same circumstances. God can release dealings for us. Instead of your dealing to make you, your dealing made you more wicked. Your dealing made you more entrenched in the thing that you are doing. The more you are suffering, the more you are devising ways. But for David, once God raises his hand, before God will even flog, he is already on the ground. He said, there is no need to say, to judge. Are you getting what I'm saying? Yes, sir. Sometimes David is not willing to find out whether he is right or wrong. He will tell God, search my heart and know my ways. In case there is any evil way in me, find it. Let's start dealing with it now. That's my prayer. I don't have time to tell God, review evil ways. Use the time and energy you will use to find evil way in me and start dealing with it, because you already know it's there. Huh? That person that can be corrected, you can never miss it. God can correct. So two people can make mistake, and God will know that one cannot be corrected. You are not a man that God can use. I mean, he can use you from some other things, but he can't use you like David. He can't use you like David. Because once you sit on the throne, nobody can correct you again. Once you sit on the throne, nobody can tell you something. Once you sit on the throne, your heart is too hard. Once you sit on the throne, your heart is too lifted. Do you know what? Many times you don't even know you are like that. You know, the reason why we teach this is because all of us, we are still small. Are you getting the point? And many of those things, because you are small, is not noticeable. Wait till you become big. Or rather, should I say, don't wait for it. But if you want, you can wait till you become big. But you can start now that you have not become big to check it. Huh? To check whether you can be corrected. If you notice
that even humans, that anytime they correct you, the only thing you think about is to defend yourself. You are not here. I have had cases in my life that I will check you on the face of evidence, you are not, I'm not guilty. But I will accept, because this is the way I think. The God that brought this matter along my path has something more serious he wants to deal with than the case of right or wrong. The matters of destiny and the use of God is beyond right or wrong. In fact, there is a point you will come to a ministry and somebody can look at you and say, you are wrong in this, and God will not listen to them. And there are also issues that people will think you are right and God will say you are not right. They are bigger issues. I have taught you people here. In Jesus' name, listen. I've taught you people repeatedly for over some years now that if something happens, put your phone off or put it on. That thing that is doing around somewhere there, let it know. If something happens, let's even assume that the person wrongly did something to you. If God ever allowed it, listen, there must be something that is correcting. There must be something that is doing in your life almost all the time. Don't look at who is right or wrong. So many of you that are here for some time, you would have heard me teach it repeatedly. I remember when my brother Dennis came newly some years ago, and things will happen. He will come to my office and be doing like, he even cried. And I told him, now, it's not as if you are not correct. But the question is not, even if I tell you you are correct now, and then, so what has happened? Are you getting the point? What is important is not correct or not. What is important is, what is God doing and what is Satan doing? If you insist that you are correct, who will win? Are you getting the point? You know, you can insist that you are correct and Satan will win. So who is now correct? You can be correct in your position and be wrong in God's expectation for usage. So after being correct, you will now be dropped. It's a serious matter. There are matters bigger. God is not God. Morality flows from God, but God is not bound by morality. He operates by a standard higher than morality. Morality is the code of man. Morality is not the code of God. God operates higher than that. So, and morality is the system of right or wrong. Is it not true? I tell you, for example, matters of authority is superior to right or wrong. Should I give you an example? Your biological father can be wrong, but what he said will still happen. That is to show you that what we are saying is beyond what? Right or wrong. Authority and a few other things is higher than right or wrong. So when you encounter such things in the spirit, drop right or wrong and position yourself in such a way that you are willing to accept the things that God wants to adjust. So God can allow something to happen to you, and are you getting the point? Somebody will come and match you. And you say, why did you match him? And the person will be getting more angry than you, than he matched. You are the person that is supposed to react, but you're getting more angry. Huh? Are you not right? Now, the question is not who is right or wrong. The question is, what is God trying to achieve by this leg that they matched me? You will never think like that. And that's why you will never make progress fast. I'm telling you. And it's found in many cases. Sometimes we come here in Sabo, and then some people will have money and use their money to go and buy biscuit. I stumble on some of them and come back and say they don't have money, or they bring 50 naira or 100 naira. You know the person has money. The worst part is that others might not know, but you know. Are you getting the point? And God will tell you, it's not as if you eat much. You even eat less than the person that doesn't bring less money. You eat less than him. God will insist that you will not bring less than 500 because you have it. The question, you can bring the matter and be saying, now everybody must bring, and you are even trying to fight about it. You are wrong. Sometimes God will tell you, use your own money and cater for those lapses that is behind. But you insist that you will not also bring your own.
when you go to your office, you go and eat. You have become right so that you are now wrong. God can't correct you. As you are eating that your food, your walk with God will be dropping. Even if you eat by three, even if you fast and eat by three, it will be going down. Are you sure you like what I'm saying now? It's hard. How can you and somebody clash and God will tell you to go and ask him for forgiveness? How? The person did wrong. In fact, people are around and they are telling you that this person is the person that is wrong. It has happened to me. Something happened to me some years ago. And my friends gathered and said, they said, "Preyo, if you react in this one, you are right." I looked at it. Now, as a human being, I would have loved to react. But I fasted and prayed so much that I was too tired to react. Guess what happened? They tried to rectify the issue and finally it didn't work. They now came back to my own. And one of the people now sent me a text message. He said, "Thank you for your spiritual maturity." When he sent the message, I showed it to my friend. My friend now said, "You have passed your youth service." So he didn't know when we are there for POP to collect our paper. They sent you text message. They now said text message is your passing your NYSC. It's not the certificate. There are some people that have let NYSE, they didn't pass. NYSE, I have said it before, NYSE gave them, they gave you certificate, you didn't pass. I could have proved point that day. It pained! Because the sister came and told me she will do it, and she did it. And God did not defend me with all my prayer. Their prayer, no matter how much we pray, that one he won't defend you, because what he wants to achieve in your heart, what he wants to achieve in your life is more important than any other thing, good or bad, more important than saving you. Plenty times. And once you pass it, your authority will trip. You will just increase. One of the things that you will notice is that, including the people, they will notice that something has shifted in your life. And there is nothing you can do by that time anymore. You should expect it. Can God correct you? Can he tell you to stop and you stop? Can he tell you easy and you hear? Can you tell you, "My son, stop," and you stop? Or are you drunk? You know, if you don't learn this, a day will come, power will come. Buddha. Power. Power will come and you are now drunk. And in the height of your drunkenness with power, you can make a statement that will haunt you for your life. Meanwhile, before it came, you are hearing something. You are hearing something. But for now, God will allow something to happen to you, and he will not allow you to defend yourself. Go and tell God thank you. Use a very big sacrifice and thank him for seeing the future and correcting it. That is a man that has mercy on his life. The man that God uses, the path is not easy. For narrow is the way that leads to life. Broad is the way that leads to death. If you are making the journey into life, because life is the resource with which we execute ministry, then your path will become smaller and smaller. You will look at others and wonder why God is not demanding this much from them. Why me? Why me all the time? Why me? Why me? And he will still put his hands on your life. Huh? The last time he came, you cried. You thought that has ended. He will come again with another stroke to correct you. You must retain the heart that is willing to receive the correction, the chastisement all the time. For the son that God loves, he does what? You are without chastisement, you are a bastard.
Now, what I mean chastise, but remember I'm focusing on the heart. Even if we, as human being, even human being give you correction or things, I hope you know that it's possible you receive correction, rebuke, they send you to the back, but your heart did not change. You are just waiting out the 3 months that they gave you so that you will return and continue in your evil. That's not the people I'm talking about. Real chastisement is not the things they do to you. It's what happened to your heart. That's why I'm talking about the heart. It is the heart that receives correction. If the heart didn't receive correction, what you did is to punish the person. Punishment doesn't change. It takes correction. That is why when you go to this place, they call it correctional facility. Because the intent is not to punish you. The intent is to correct a flaw. Are you getting the point? And then put you back. And if that will happen, it is not a matter of outward. It's a matter of the heart. So if we did everything and it has not succeeded in penetrating your heart, then we did not achieve the target that we had in our heart. Are you getting the point? Can your heart be corrected? Can God call you to order? Huh? When you enter as Esther and you are in the king's house, Azarus, and the nations and the realms are under your control, can Mordecai stand at the gate and say, send message to Esther, for such a time as this has God raised you? Well, you are now in government. You are now in power. You are now in power, and nobody can now speak to you. Meanwhile, before you enter the power, you are moving from one pastor to another, asking for prayer. Now that you are there, they have become nothing to you. Huh? It was because there was days that God saw it, and he knew that your heart has not retained the capacity to be corrected, and he's putting hands there. He is using issues, right or wrong, to correct something, but you have not felt it. Huh? Give me that heart. Give me that heart. A day will come. A billion will come into your hand. That time, can God still tell you, don't touch that money? When you have only 1 million, God can tell you, don't touch the money. Divide it into two. The reason why he's training you on those kind of dangerous giving is not because of the giving. Because a time will come, and real money will come, and he will call you as a financier and say, do this. Can God still speak to you that time? It's a cry that we need to do for the next 1 minute. Oh God that sees the future, bring it to the present. Give me a heart that is tender, that can be corrected. I'm not saying that God should give you correction. No, there is a heart you need to have first. It is such a heart that can receive corrections from God. May I not be too big. Anytime God speaks to David, he falls to the ground. This is a king. He takes his crown and keeps it one side. He is not too lifted by his throne. That's why we are here. Don't do it later. Do it now. It might be tough. It might be hard. It might be painful. But we desire a heart. A heart after yours. A heart. A heart. I have found a David. A man after my heart. Give me this heart. You might not be perfect now, but make sure you have the heart. When you have the heart, God will make you into that man. He will keep helping you. He will keep measuring grace to you. He will keep chiseling. He will keep molding until you become the man. Can you pray, oh God, give me a heart that can be corrected even when I'm lifted. It's the heart. When you don't have the heart, Even if punishment comes, it will still change. Even if suffering comes, suffering doesn't change men. Punishment doesn't change men. Men can only change when they feel in their heart that God has made an impression. Can you pray? Can you pray? A season is about to break upon us, and things can happen. Things can happen that if God has not helped your heart, you might think that God has forsaken you. No, he has not.
In Jesus' mighty.
These teachings are transformational teachings, and because of it, as we close now, go back and stay on it. Many times it will take months before you see the result. Not as if it has not happened, but before it will manifest in such a way that is obvious, it will take some time. You will suddenly realize that you don't respond to rebuke the way it is. You were even happy that they rebuked you. You are even happy that God took something away from you. God took something away from you. You are even happy. You are even willing to give him more. If that's what it means for you to become better. When you find yourself in such a place, real kingdom authority is coming your way. There are precious things in the spirit. My eyes see. They are bigger than what people think. Oh, there are things in God. Precious things of God. He doesn't give it to any person. Precious things. He gives it to steward. Huh? The Bible says such people are one in a thousand. One in a thousand. One in a thousand. In Jesus' mighty name. Next week, Tuesday, we continue in the topic by the mercies of God. In the name of Jesus.
We believe God's word came to you with accuracy and power. To connect with the ministry of God's servant, Apostle Edu Dechukwu, with unlimited access to life-transforming messages, visit www.revivalhubinternational.org. Follow us on all social media platforms at Revival Hub International. For inquiries and partnership, email us at revivalhubglobal@gmail.com.